Hey there, Patriots. Thanks for stopping by and Circle Us. We are going to be talking about a lot of different things today, and I'm hoping that you'll stay for the whole show and call in with your questions or comments, contributions, ideas. We're getting to the fun part, the part that I've been waiting on for a lot of years, people. I mean, a lot of years. That's why I posted finally a video. And you can see I'm having a crazy hair day. I have naturally curly hair, and unless I straighten it, it just turns into an afro here on the West Coast because there's just not a lot of humidity. On the East Coast, it looks nice, but not on the West Coast. And I've tried so many products, and I probably a small fortune on products. And that's part of the reason why I like to stick with the manufacturer that I am affiliated with, because they really research the products. A lot of them are patented. A lot of them have a lot of money put into scientific research on the latest things and delivery systems, so to speak. And when I put the oil in my hair, the hair serum, it does help my hair to calm down. So what you see in the video on Twitter, on x.com, Maureen Company underscore Mark, and in Circle Team, that's my hair without me putting curlers in it or anything. That's just me. So that's why I look kind of wild sometimes. I'm making excuses for not spending more money and time on my hair. But I do like the hair products and other products that I'm using now, so I stick with them. I also like it because I have in the past had psoriasis very badly, and I had no idea what had caused it because I was using so many different products. So now I know if I have a flare-up, it must be from, you know, a product that I'm using. Pretty much made this total switch over, and I'm enjoying it. And there's a couple of ways you can find out more about what we're doing. What this is not the only thing that's going on, but this is one of the things. You can go to greatpatriotstore.com. You can go to Patriot Switch. There's all kinds of people that are getting on board with this concept of bringing back manufacturing to America, but also employing Americans. But at the same time, there's connected businesses that also benefit from having more production and products being made here in America, because everything from package design to shipping to boxes to designer labels to all kinds of what I consider to be cool things and things that you don't even think about when you're opening up a pot package. And one of the other reasons why I really like the company I'm with, because when I get my package, what I ordered is in there. It's not, you know, mistakes and oops, we forgot. It's extremely well packed and presented. There's all kinds of marketing materials and things they send as well. And I feel good about what I'm using and what I'm sharing with other people. So that's a good thing, because as I always have said, we all need a plan B, and that's one of the reasons why I call my team Company B, also because of Boogie Woogie, Bugle Boy of Company B, because I think the old songs are really prophetic and beautiful, and we'll be talking about that a little bit more. So anyway, I want to, if you are, like we have a cactus and succulent farm right now. It was originally it was a avocado and fruit farm, and long story, but the man-made drought that was created here in California to drive people off of their property so that the government could seize them and use it and control them, especially if it's anywhere near water. California, San Diego area used to have a climate like Hawaii. Okay, so somebody's been fiddling, and it's not a bunch of people causing it, and it's not a bunch of cows passing gas causing it. Okay, this is much, much more wicked and much more involved than what a lot of people can handle knowing about. So I'm asking you to try to at least bring yourself up to speed, because the more people that are on the same page, the less chance there will be of rioting and people, you know, basically throwing in the towel and just going and robbing their neighbors or killing their neighbors and, you know, sitting in their houses, taking them over. You know, and all kinds of wickedness happens when people become without hope and without any feeling that there's any consequences. If you look on my Lorian Company _Mark feed on X.com, I've posted some of it, and some of it, you know, you're never going to see it on mainstream media because they're paid not to show you the truth of in particularly it's Black people, but you know, I'm sure there's other races involved as well. But they know, they've been given the thing, you know, just it's a free for all, just go and, you know, storm a store or go in and take what you need, because after all, you're poor and the government owes you reparations. You know, the racist things that comes out of the left is unbelievable to me. But, you know, we're living through it, so I'm getting used to it. But when they do that, it's to make the businesses go and fold up and leave. Why do you think Donald Trump got so much praise in the, I guess it was the 80s in particular, even from Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, and he got the Medal of Freedom Award when Rosa Parks and Muhammad Ali and Joe DiMaggio got it. He got it because he was bringing in jobs to the, what they call the slums of New York City. And, you know, my relatives lived near those slums. My mother lived in New York City. They also live in Philadelphia, but my family are in New York City and near it. So I care about what happens over there. And when you have businesses going out of business, when you have it being unsafe to even walk on the street, when you have it that you can't even go down as an older person, especially if you're like using a walker or in a wheelchair, you're just a sitting target. So you have all these old people that are literally afraid to come out of their houses, their apartments, I should say, because of what's going on. And, you know, this is not the way it's supposed to be. And these aren't necessarily American Blacks doing this. These are the new imported Muslim radicals, jihadists, that Obama brought in, because that was one of the reasons they put him in office, and he was put in office. He might have won the first time, but I kind of doubt it. After 9/11, a guy named Barack Hussein Obama from a family in Kenya in a Muslim nation, he got elected supposedly after 9/11. I don't think so. I mean, Americans have big hearts, but they're not that big. So I believe he was inserted, and he definitely was inserted the second time because of all the crap that went down under Obama's watch, which includes Benghazi and there's false flags and all the Sandy Hook and Miami, the Batman Theater and Miami nightclub killings and the Fort Hood massacre done by a Muslim officer who all the soldiers kept saying this guy's whacked. You know, you're a bigot. You know, you're a xenophobe, means against Muslims. So what it comes down to is I know Muslims, I know Sikhs, and I think I know a Hindu guy, but I never asked them. But they're good people. Okay, they're like us. They want to just live free and, you know, be able to have a safe place to live and you know, work and do and be a participant. Canada has a lot of Muslims, so does the UK now. So it's not against, what I'm saying is not against the majority of Muslims. And that's what, you know, they'll try to spin it like, oh, they're anti-Muslim. No. This is about the group of people who claim to be Islamic Muslims, who claim to be followers of Muhammad, and that, you know, Muhammad was a prophet. You don't know your true history, Muslims. You need to actually read it instead of being told what it says. Okay, read what your book says. Every time I try to post what your book says, I get banned. So I'm asking you, if you're a person who's Muslim, please read your book. Don't listen to your clerics and iman. Listen to what they tell you it says. Okay, listen and read to what it says. Part of the problem is that in the 70s, 60s and 70s, Islam was having a reformation. They were very modern. You know, as I've said many times, Lebanon used to be considered the Paris of the Middle East. People went to school there. The Syrian president, Assad, went to London to go to eye ophthalmologist school. I mean, he was a respected leader of his country, Syria. The shadow government, the deep state, the leftover Nazis, the mafia groups, the dirty CIA and intelligence officers, and the dirty people in the UN that, you know, are globalists and want to be in charge of everything so they can make lots of money under the table. They went after Assad, and I actually know people who lived in Turkey and in Syria. So, you know, I have a different perspective on things. And the reason I'm going off on this is that the reformation, not only of Muslim Islamic beliefs is going on, but also other beliefs, including Christianity and even in Judaism. You know, the Jews are incredibly successful and wise and very well educated and knowledgeable for a reason, because they were outcasts. They weren't allowed to participate. Even in the Middle East, they had to wear armbands even before Hitler to designate themselves. And I'm not Jewish that I know of. Maybe I have Jews in my family tree, but I'm saying this because we have to be really careful right now not to demonize the Jews, to demonize the Muslims, even to demonize Christian conservatives, Republicans, because the bottom line is that we, to get through this, have got to put our differences aside and find common ground. And, you know, Biden says that, and the next moment he's going out, you know, making nasty remarks about Trump supporters and calling us terrorists, and they set us up in D.C. on January 6th to be portrayed and perceived as terrorists. And there's been thousands of Trump rallies, and they don't even leave trash behind, let alone have violence or anything bad happen. They were ambushed, and the veterans were there, and the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys, which was trying to reach out to the leftist Antifa groups and the stupid communist youth that, you know, are dumb as a box. I mean, dumb as a rock. I mean, they're just so out of it. And they have some communist professor telling them, you know, America bad and all that. And Republicans, you know, eat their children or whatever they're telling them. And they're going out and thinking that they're activists and they're anti-fascists while they tell you to shut up and go away and scream at you if you come on campus. And in the case of people like Charlie Kirk and Michelle Malkin and Ben Shapiro, who's a Jew, and other people, they go onto college campuses and, you know, their life is at risk. I, I, I listened to, came to an event that Charlie Kirk was at locally. He was at a church and he had to have a metal detector present because he gets so many threats. So don't let the leftist media communist scumbags that are paid $10 million a year, like Maddow, the lesbian, she's proud, so I'll say it every time, you're a lesbian, you like women. Okay, great. It's like, give you a reason that you get hired over someone else with a PhD or a journalism degree or a war correspondent or a person who's been a field reporter. Never done jack, but shoot your mouth off, Maddow. So I'm allowed to shoot my mouth off because you're no more qualified to be talking to people than I am. Anyway, Charlie Kirk had to get a metal detector installed at a church in order to come onto the campus or onto the property and speak. And he has a lot of support in San Diego because there's a lot of veterans here and a lot of veterans that raised patriotic kids. And that's why they want to systematically take over the southern part of California, because they already got LA by bringing in illegal aliens and foreigners who are, you know, anti-America as well as anti our beliefs and our culture. But they also want to take over San Diego and the other parts of Palm Springs and La Mesa and the whole bottom area that's near the border of Mexico, because they want to have people in power that will turn a blind eye when children and drugs and, you know, female or adult females and adult men are trafficked. And they want the people that are in elected power to go along with it. And, it, you know, I'm telling you, when I came to California in the late 1990s, it wasn't like it is now, okay? Governor Reagan had been out here. He had a good administration. And Pete Waite Wilson was in charge. And it was a tight, a well-run, tight ship, okay? It wasn't off course. And now it is. And you have people that don't think that there's anything wrong with shutting down schools and restaurants and small businesses and children camps, but they can stay open, have their businesses stay open. That's what Governor Newsom did. So I am very, very much against him. But because of the illegal aliens being allowed to vote, they're all being given IDs, and so they're going to show their ID, and so the dumb communists at the polling places, they're going to say, well, you know, I can't, he showed ID, I had to let him vote. No, okay, we're changing the system up, and it's sparkle and shine time, and that's why I'm wearing my sparkle shirt, because it's going to take a lot, but we're going to shine our light, and we're going to shine the light on the truth, and we're going to also shine as individuals and as a group, as a collective, as a collaborative consortium of minds and talents and gifts. And then a lot of people that are in this fight have spiritual gifts as well as unusual gifts. And I know a few of them. And I met them at the truthtour.net in Escondido, which is a suburb north of San Diego. And it's near the children's ranch that I'm always talking about. And the people that are aware of what's going on are gaining more confidence to come forward now, because you know, it's hard to be brave when you're the only one shouting from the rooftops. Now we're all shouting and we're all saying the same thing, which is, we've had enough. We don't want to be under tyranny. We don't want to be being poisoned and getting cancer at, you know, 50 and dying 3 months later, and it turns out that it, you know, was a toxic ingredient in the shot, or that the shots weren't refrigerated, so they developed toxicity while they were in shipment. Who knows? I can't imagine people purposely killing other people. But when there's money involved, and when you have a whole generation of people in America now that don't know what it means to be a citizen, don't understand the concepts of it, don't care about America. They just want to get in here and have us pay their bills because they've had such crappy, rough lives where they came from. I mean, the Venezuelan people have, on average, they've lost 30 pounds each because there's not enough food because of the mismanagement of the psychopath, globalist, socialist, communist, Marxists that are there. So if you think that the rest of us are going to go down like Venezuela, you're freaking crazy, okay? The militias are ready, and we're not going to be taking it much longer. And I'm not threatening violence. I'm saying that we're going to push back, and you're going to rue the day you mess with the USA. And to all the January 6th prisoners, the POWs that are still being held thanks to Biden and Obama, because you know Obama's running the show with his Iranian pal, Valerie Jarrett. Biden's not with it, put it that way. Like Trump said, Biden shot, meaning he's nothing left of him. He's, you know, just not the same person. So if you think that we're going to just say, oh, you know, here's our country, take it, you're wrong, okay? You miscalculate it. But all around the country, all around the world, people are standing up and to the CFR and the UN and the Bilderberg Group and the WEF and the WHO, World Health Organization, and even to Dr. Fauci, okay, and AID or whatever it's called, which is basically Department of Defense Germ Warfare Development. So it's coming out slowly and carefully, but the faster that everyone tells other people, hey, did you see this? Look at this. And stop being passive and stop being spectators in your own country, the faster we can get what has to be done, and then have the kind of world and country that we want to have. And that includes being able to help poor countries, being able to solve the water issue, being able to have it that people don't want to leave their country because there's enough jobs and prosperity and peace in their own countries. I mean, one of the reasons I listen to Kash Patel is because his family is from India, and so is Dinesh D'Souza's, and they know how it is there, how it's a class system, a caste system, and it's so hard to get ahead because it's like a mafia, and the special the people that are selected get the good jobs, and the rest are just, you know, scraping for the crumbs. And it always makes me think of Oliver Twist movie and book, where the poor waif says, please, sir, may I have some more? And it's laughed at because there is no more, and you know, get back to work, peasant. So, and that's also what the movie Les Miserables is about, where the people revolt. But the difference is, Glenn Beck has talked about this, that in the French Revolution, they didn't do it. They put their anger and the animosity towards the royalty, and they didn't have God in it. They weren't looking at it from a biblical perspective as well as from a compassionate perspective. And that's why it didn't work, because they weren't fighting for freedom. They were fighting for taking what the rich people had. This time we're doing it the right way. We're trying to do it the right way. And there's a lot of key people that are really paving the way. And one of those key people groups is the Rawhide Ranch. They are having a special Christmas in the country event, and they it's going to be over the course of 3 days, starting on Hanukkah. And they're making it a festival atmosphere, 1,000 lights. And, you know, George Bush Sr. said that we have to be 1,000 points of light, and meant it in a good way, but he never really implemented it because I don't think he was a particularly strong leader. And one of the things about Trump is that he is a leader. He's led, you know, teams. He's led thousands of people all over the country and the world. He's an international builder. He has international business interests. So he is a proven leader, even if you don't like him. But one of the reasons that people don't like him is because he's not in the club. Okay, they don't want an outsider getting into their little thing they got going. They want it to be for the club. And the club doesn't necessarily mean that they're bad people, but they're just basically territorial. And that's one of the things I've advocated really strong and hard about is that this is not the time to be territorial. You can't be worried about losing a person from your congregation because they go to another church and that you told them about, oh, there's a special event over at, you know, XYZ church, and they end up staying over at that church instead of yours. There'll be plenty of, you're not going to have to worry about having enough people in your congregation. Okay, that's not going to be a problem. It's actually, there's so much to do, and people are getting involved in churches, but part of the reason is because the churches are going to be hubs again. They're going to be like what they used to be in the old days, where that's where people went to find out what was going on, to news, to have fellowship, to learn about what the Bible actually says, and to try to implement it. So all kinds of exciting things going on, but the Christmas in the country at the Rawhide Ranch is December 8th, 9th, and 10th, and you can learn more about that at the Rawhide Ranch. com. And I think that they need volunteers, but they also need some entertainers. And, you know, come through me, I guess, because I know the Rawhide Ranch has their hands full and their staff is small. So they have a big security staff, but their actual office staff is pretty small. So if you think you might want to participate, I guess you can contact them directly, but I also, if I know you and I've been at business shows that I've put on, definitely send your business card or your, you know, your resume, upload it over at LoriBella.com, and I'll send it on over to the Rawhide Ranch so that they can think about hiring you, or maybe you'll want to get involved with the camps. Maybe you're thinking about going into teaching, and so you want to try it out. I mean, I know my twin, you know, when she got out of college, she wasn't expecting to go into teaching, but, well, that's another long story, but teaching adults is interesting and nice. Teaching children is a very, very difficult thing. I've taught children. I've been a tutor. I've run classes at schools. I have school class. I also had so many kids at my house all the time. I ended up getting a license to be a child care provider because I was afraid of getting in trouble that I was having kids at my house you know, I wanted to get, I got insurance and, you know, all that stuff and had the FBI investigation. So I know what it's like to have kids as well as have students. And it's extremely taxing and extremely exhausting, and it's not for everyone. So one thing you could do if you're thinking about spending a big fortune on college to get an education degree, requires a lot of different steps, and that's one of the reasons why I spoke up to Hillary Clinton being a native professor when she's never taken a requirement classes that are required by everyone else, pre-education as well as the CRT, critical race theory, and all the other stuff. She didn't have to take that just because she's Hillary Clinton. She's disbarred, okay? So is Obama, and so is Michelle. You can check it out. That's why they're grifters, because they can't do anything else. They're just leeches, and they make sure that they line their own pockets. And I have the right to say that in America still, because it's my opinion and I have freedom of speech. But you like it or not, Hillary and Obama, we are not your subjects. You are a mistake that should never have been made. Benghazi. Anyway, the reason I'm talking about that is that I really think that the people at the Rawhide Ranch are good people. And imagine if you can, how it would be told, we don't care that you've got bills to pay and all kinds of expenses and animals to, you know, feed and all this stuff that goes on with your ranch. We're shutting you down, and you know, you open up, we'll fine you, right? And then you have no income for nearly 2 years. I think it was like a year and 9 months out here in California. So that really set me off, and that's partly how I got so determined. And that's how we all have to be. We all have to be determined, okay? We have to be like, this is not going to happen on our watch. And that's why I keep pushing that. And also, the active duty military with ID can get in free. So it's $15 a carload. And so a lot of people are going to be coming every day because there's going to be a lot of cool people there, which you'll find out about later. But if you're a professional, find out. Maybe they need videographers. Maybe they need photographers. Maybe they need maybe you're a journalist and you want to get the scoop on the story. I mean, there are a lot of companies out there that don't get the exposure that they could and should get, and a lot of good people doing great things that never get on TV or whatever. So one of the things that I'm proud to say that I'm aware of and can feel confident about talking about is Clay Clark, five-time show. You can listen to that, but you can also go to his business website, which is Time to Thrive. Stumbling because I've been looking at a lot of websites and I'm getting off track. So the Reawaken America site is for getting your tickets, but you can get them on timetofreeamerica.com. And there's also the link to the Business Expo, which is the Thrive Time Show. So they're all different, but they're all interconnected. If you take a look at the thrivetimeshow.com, I think you could be glad about the business school and the business conferences, but also they have, it's kind of like a one-stop shop where, you know, you want to improve your sales, you want to improve your just exposure for your business, you want to get digital marketing done, or, you know, you want to have exposure to in your area, and you're finding it's really hard to afford advertising and TV and print. But they have solutions. This is a guy who's been doing it since 2006, and they offer a turnkey flat rate solution, and they are very well perceived and have a great reputation. And so if you need help with your business, that's one of the consultants that I can feel confident about referring. And I'll be also happy to help you with fleshing out what you think you might need and helping you with slogans and logos and marketing and things like that. I do that because I like doing that. But also because I like helping people. So I've put the information into a little video, but if you have questions or you want to find out more, encircleus at clubmember.org. And this, when I say club member, it just means that you're part of a group. It doesn't mean, you know, that you take some blood oath or secret meetings where you wear pointy hats or whatever, not like that. I've been a member of the BBB. I've been a PTA member. I'm a real estate agent licensed in California. I'm sorry, in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. I was in the process of working on my classes for California, and something happened, and it got me off track. And then I was, well, that's another long story, but the reason I'm mentioning that is that I look at things differently, maybe because of having this marketing and real estate business assistant background. And I also asked the Lord to help me to figure things out, and the Lord sent me inspiration, which sounds like I'm bragging. I'm not. Sometimes my insights are really important. And a lot of my insight comes from my family, my husband, my twin kids. They say something to me, or I hear some say something, and it triggers some other, like, I forgot about that. So the thing with the inchworm that's in the picture, and I said, you know, find out what that's about. It triggered a memory I totally forgot about. My twin and I started singing. She came into the house, and she was wearing an apron to keep her clothes clean because she was gardening. And she realized there was a little inchworm on her deluge of critters and animals and insects and bugs in the house, including tarantulas and scorpions and pincher bugs and all kinds of spiders and mayflies. And I mean, I've never lived anywhere that's so buggy and so dirty. I mean, it just has so many leaves and things, you know, just stuff being tracked in. Even when we take our shoes off before we come in and walk on the hardwood floors, you know, between what we bring in from outside and the yard right now doesn't have grass because we're trying to redo it. And then the Tolly dog fur, it's like, it's always looks like a wreck here. She came in with this inchworm on her apron. She likes to cook. She was a chef at one point. I think during college or after, I can't remember, for a famous artist. And people who are listening to this know who that artist was. He used to paint the portraits of presidents and Supreme Court officials. And, you know, he was well-known and well-respected. But she likes to cook, so she wears an apron a lot. And she comes in with this little inchworm on her apron. And I start singing the inchworm song, and I couldn't remember where that was from. I couldn't remember either. And we're thinking, like, is that Julie Andrews? And who was that? And bottom line is, did some exploring. And now Wikipedia has it so that they have interlinked information, which I had seen that first pitched years ago on Shark Tank, and I was telling my husband I wanted to invest, and he's like, no, that's never going to make it. And I was like, nope, that's exactly what will be part of why the technology will change things. It'll be a game changer because it'll help people to be more informed and not, you know, that they have to go to a library, that they have to rely on one source, or that they don't know, you know, where exactly that part of the country or the world is. And so I thought it was a brilliant idea, and Wikipedia had the article, which I think I took a screen grab of the origin of the song Inchworm, and that ties into Fannie Kay, who was pretty popular, I'd say probably like in the 50s. And it's K with an E. And he sang the song in the movie Hans Christian Andersen, which I know an Andersen, so that was kind of like, oh, that's funny. But Hans Christian Andersen was a children's book author, and he, one thing he's most known for is The Red Shoes, I think, and then also The Little Mermaid. And when I was in Denmark in, I think it was 2006, I flew there by myself to go meet with my husband, who was there working on a project, and it was our anniversary, and we tried to make it like a second honeymoon, and I flew over to Copenhagen to meet with him, and then we went on a cruise afterwards, and I went to the harbor in Copenhagen, and this is how I remember it, maybe I'm wrong, but anyway, I was by the Little Mermaid statue, and this couple came up to me and started chatting me up, and they were extremely friendly, and like unusually so, and I had this little voice say, be careful what you say, and I realized that I was being I'm not sure what the right word is, but I was being interviewed. And, you know, they pretended they were just, you know, tourists, and they wanted to go get a drink and, you know, chat while I was waiting for my husband to get done at his job. And, you know, my little spider senses went off, but I remember that. And The Little Mermaid also made me remember what I had read long ago about the Starbucks logo, which is the two-tailed mermaid. Now, have anyone ever asked themselves why they would put a two-tailed mermaid as a logo? So that's also a key in that. I said that my twin's little inchworm on her apron triggered all these memories that I had totally forgot about. And that ties to Starbucks because of the Little Mermaid, but Starbuck was the name of my dad's boat that he was working on for a lot of years, caused a lot of trouble in my parents' marriage. It was an old whaling boat, and it was used for training the Sea Scouts. And my dad was an adventurer, and he went all over Saskatchewan and up to Alaska, and it was really, he had a really cool life, and he was a really interesting guy and really funny. But, you know, he was a serial cheater, not at cards on my mom. And he remarried later, and after they were divorced, he married his, like basically his true love, his childhood sweetheart. And he really didn't marry that person because of religious reasons. His dad was a Presbyterian, and they didn't like the religion, the girl that he was crazy about. And I think she's still alive, so I'm not going to say her name. She also got all of its fortune. But, you know, it broke up the relationship. And she was, I think, like a Seventh-day Adventist or something. And, you know, at the time, the Presbyterians were, you know, very adamant about different religions. So, you know, religious bigotry got him off track. He probably would have had a very happy, normal life, but because he was very sad about that, and I felt like he never really loved my mother, it derailed his life. And then later on in his life, he reconnected with that gal that was his true love. And, you know, you never know how things will go. There's more to that story, much more, but that's all I'm going to say for right now. So my point for telling you that is that we need more children book writers, and you can find them at books.com. They're putting together really interesting characters and storylines, and they've got really talented people, because I don't know whether you're aware of this, but, you know, even the systems that I use, you can use the AI that's embedded into it. And, you know, pretty soon people are going to be seeing more art created by AI, and screenplays and books written by AI, not even involving a human being. And so we're being phased out is what it comes down to. So we're going to have to make our own little world, so to speak, where, you know, they want to have robots making and doing and, you know, have robots, androids, and clones sitting on TV telling the news that they've been told to say. Fine, you just don't watch it. You don't buy their products. You don't keep feeding the beast. You don't keep being part of their system. We're going John Galt. So that's the sparkle and shine part that I'm trying to lead up to, which also leads into candles and lights and solar. I'm going to be having a lot more solar inventions. There already is an invention that helps you to use less gas, and it's partly because this smart foreigner, European guy, was kind of like, I guess, reverse engineering something, and then he dawned on him like, wait a minute, that's making the gas get consumed faster. If we get rid of that in this engine, we actually end up with a much more fuel-efficient engine. So with your fuel efficiency comes less demand for fossil fuels, but we need to use fossil fuels until, you know, we get this problem resolved. And I shouldn't even call it fossil fuels, because it's not from fossils. So that's also a big lie that's been told. It's not a show, that's information for another day. So do you know the song Fairy Tales Do Come True? It can happen to you if you're young at heart. It's important to have a, you know, optimistic, upbeat, hopeful attitude, and to be young at heart, because fairy tales do come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. Da 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 da. Frank Sinatra made it famous. And then the I'll Be Home for Christmas song, which I'm hoping they'll be playing at the ranch in December when they have the big event, it's Bing Crosby. And he was from, he bought property down here in San Diego, as did Lawrence Welk and Walt Disney and Jimmy Buffett and John Wayne and Gary Cooper and June Allison and Randolph Scott and a bunch of other really good people. And at the time, during World War II, especially and afterwards, you know, most of Hollywood was very patriotic and anti-communist, because we had just got done fighting the Nazis, and, you know, you were, you know, a moron if you were pro-fascism, communism, Marxism, totalitarianism, Nazism. But thanks to that invasion from African nations and Cuba and Europe and Canada and South America from, you know, really radicalized moron communists. And sorry, you're morons. Look at Venezuela. Case closed. Those people taught our American kids in the colleges and schools to think that those are the systems that work best. Okay, we haven't really had capitalism. We've had crony capitalism, where, like, you know, Bezos gets to have free shipping and have his empire with Amazon because, you know, he's in the cool club, and Zuckerberg gets given Facebook, and he told who can be on and who can be prosperous and get, you know, a million followers. And then he's told, you know, get rid of that big mouth Lori. And that's the end of my, that's how they operate. They want to have basically puppets in politics, in Congress, as well as in big business. And the person that, and the people that run the company that I'm affiliated with, they're good people, and they refuse to be bullied because they have ethics and they have character and they have morals, and they care about where their soul is going once they're out of this world. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for people with a moral compass, but also people who want to do good and people who know good people. I mean, the skills and the professionals that are in my circle alone are amazing. But, you know, I want to be able to help them get business, but, you know, they also, a lot of them are employed, so they're not really worried about being entrepreneurs. But if the stuff hits the fan, like they say it's going to hit the fan, we're all going to need to know who we are and what talents we have. And, oh, I need this. Okay, it does that. Okay. And that's what Clay Clark is good at. He's very good at networking. And there's nothing wrong, by the way, all you people out there, nothing wrong with multi-level marketing. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. It's actually a good way to have a an income and also a residual income. And, you know, most of the insurance companies and brokers, agents, brokers especially, you know, are very wealthy from insurance and real estate and investments. I know three Kents. Okay, I have a financial planner named Kent, and well, that's another story. But look for when you get multiples of threes. That's why one of my logos is the key, the golden key. It looks like a B, but it also looks like a three. That's intentional, because the Lord is talking if you listen, okay? And when you start having the same name popping up or things happening in threes and fours, then it's, you're supposed to be paying attention to that. So write it down. So it's important to journal everything. The Eggs Benedict twin sent me a recipe for how to poach the eggs so that you don't have to worry about those while you work on the sauce, because the sauce is what makes Eggs Benedict, you know, magnificent. And she sent me a recipe, which I'll try to share the recipe if I can. But Benedict made me think of Benedict Arnold, who was the traitor who betrayed the Revolutionary War leaders, the American Revolution. Benedict Arnold, and then that's a book written by one of the key people at John Birch Society, who's a prolific author, and his name's gone out of my head, but he wrote Benedict Biden, and that's because Biden is a traitor. He sold out our country and our sovereignty and our prosperity and our chance at not being enslaved, fortune for himself and his family, because that's all he really cares about. He used to be a better man, I think, but went over to the dark side. And that's also another part of what I'm trying to do with gathering our people, so to speak, and my Team Resolute, which is a bigger group of professionals and experts and consultants and people that are, you know, more able to be philanthropic and to get behind ideas or movements, or like for example, what I posted in the show notes, where it shows that Elon Musk has gotten a lot of flack, but you know, he's trying to make a satellite up space, Starlink, so that everyone around the world can have internet, because that's a game changer if everyone has access to the same information in real time. And yeah, you can have false information out there, you can have true information, but you have the ability to sift through it if you at least are given the information. What the media wants to do is to censor real news and tell you what to think and make sure you don't hear or see about what they don't want you to know about. I strongly suggest that you go and look at the October 9th andweknow.com episode. It's showing stuff from Israel that you're not seeing on the news, and different perspective. And as I have said many times, sometimes things aren't what they seem. And before I even got involved with this years ago, I asked them to give me discernment, because I didn't want to mislead people and I didn't want to be enthusiastic for the wrong people. Right now, this cycle that lasts in 2016, my twin and I are butting heads about the candidates. She was very pro-Ted Cruz, and I said, I think Ted Cruz is brilliant, and I think he's an honorable man, but, you know, he technically should not be running because he was born in Canada to a Cuban and an American. And she said it didn't matter. I was like, how can you say that? I mean, you want to have our country run by foreigners? You know, if they come in and they are charismatic and say the right things, but they're actually working for their mother countries, or Russia or Cuba or India or Iran. So it does matter. And I know Ted Cruz would not have done that. He's a great senator and he's a very brilliant constitutional lawyer. I don't think he would have steered us wrong, but it's setting a precedent. And we hit heads about that. And you know, our founders were very clear about what natural born meant, and it didn't mean you didn't take any drugs while you were delivering. It means born in a nation of your parents. So if you are Dutch and you're born in Holland, you are a Dutch citizen. If you are going to run for high office and it only matters for vice president and president, you have to be, you have to have roots in America. You have to be born here to American citizens. And that like Donald Trump's parents, his mother was a naturalized citizen. She came from Scotland and she was a U.S. citizen when he was born. My mother was born to citizens. They came from Germany and they were citizens when she was born. I believe that's true, or shortly thereafter. But they came over in the 20s, in the late 20s, right before the Depression. So my point for going on about that is that now I'm butting heads with her about Trump and DeSantis. She admires DeSantis. She thinks he's a problem solver, thinks that Trump is, you know, that she likes him, but that he's rude and he says the wrong thing at the wrong time, and that he's not problem solving and all that. It's because her news feed is being censored. She's not getting the stuff that I'm getting. I'm listening to President Trump at conferences and, you know, different events that are going on. Not just rallies, but when he's making a statement, he lays out very concisely, very well thought out plans for what he's going to do and how he would solve issues. And one of the things he's talking about is how you go about deporting a bunch of people that aren't supposed to be here and are illegally here, and they've shown their character by breaking our laws, and that they have no issue with canceling my vote by voting when they are not allowed to because they're not a U.S. citizen. he's laid it all out. But my twin, I have real-time evidence. She's not getting the stuff that I'm getting. So she thinks that Trump doesn't have a plan and DeSantis does. So I'm not putting that on DeSantis. I can see why people like him. He's very impressive on paper. And, I think that he means well. And, as the saying goes, hindsight is 20/20. When you're in that situation where you're trying to, do what's best for everyone, it's a whole different story than when you're just reading about it or, thinking about it. Trump had gone through a storm. And, I understand that people don't like him and they don't want anyone that he's been affiliated with to be given power. Maybe that's one of the reasons why DeSantis is distancing himself from Trump a bit. But I'm telling you that Trump is supposed to be and must be the president to do this next part and to not get behind him, basically slitting your own throat. We're not going to have 8 years of Trump. We're going to have 4 years. He's going to do the heavy lifting and going to pave the yellow brick road, so to speak, for the people that come after him. We got to get rid of the swamp creatures first, and the snakes, and the rats, and the assassins, and the spies. And I want you to understand when we say America first, it doesn't mean our way or the highway. It means that you look at things and do deals and do actions that from the perspective of what's best for America. Okay, we have a right to do what's best for America. Poland's leader just spoke the UN, I believe, and he told them off. He said, who are you people, you unelected bureaucrats, to tell us Polish people what to do, and that you need to send your educators and your people here and tell us, what to say and do. We were doing just fine without you. And, we don't have the same problems as the rest of the world because we didn't comply. We didn't do, the shots, for example, and have mass plummeting of fertility and, population being in danger and a lot. Like Italy, if you're a person that can work remotely, go to Italy. There's all kinds of properties that are been abandoned because there's no jobs and the young people have left and there's no, the population's growth rate is so small there that they don't have enough to occupy the houses they have. So you can get a house really reasonably there. I've been linking shows that I think are helpful on the community site of Lorraine Company in Circle Community on YouTube and on Lori's show on Rumble, but I don't have the playlist capability over there. So it's over on YouTube. And one of the shows that I think I've gotten a lot out of is Sarah and Luca Leave Everything and Wander. They are such a charming couple and they have a wonderful little toddler, Lucia. And they went all over America and South America. They're from Italy originally. And they went in a camper truck that they converted. And it's all about their adventures and things that they did. And this is really a gentle spirit to them. And they own property in Italy. And that's the next thing that they've been working on is helping people, their followers and their subscribers, leave everything and wander, Luca and Sarah. She's very beautiful and he's very handsome, so it's easy to look at them. But they're also just really very genuine, nice people. It comes off to me anyway, like that. And my husband and I adore their little baby. But anyway, she's so charming. But they are doing a service now where they will help you to find property in their area. They're in Sicily. They also have a property up in the mountains. But instead of going through a realtor, especially with a language barrier, that they'll do that to help their subscribers and their listeners too, I guess. And that's great because they found their places that they bought. They bought an olive tree farm with ancient olive trees on it that are like the owners said like that they dated back to like 1,000 years, hundreds of years. But their property is so unusual because it has like a 180 degree hillside view of the ocean and wasn't very much on it, but a little old stone building. But they put so much effort into, getting the property cleaned up and they're young. They're in their 30s. The world is their oyster, as the saying goes. So like, it's exciting to see these young people. And one of those things is trying to bring back these dilapidated houses. And a lot of them are like townhouses that have been abandoned because people don't have any jobs and they don't have any work. We have to get tourism back on its feet again. We have to get hospitality and travel and car and bike renting and all those things that are connected to the hospitality industry. We have to get that thriving again because that helps the local economy. Like what I've seen in my own efforts here, I wasn't trying to bring growth and developments to my area. There was a freeze on building because of the economy, partially because of supply issues during even during Trump's time, there was supply issues. I know that from talking to a builder who worked on a property near me. He has a name similar to my married name, and he said he wasn't very pro-Trump because he was having supply issues getting products. Because Trump had the balls, I'll use that word, because it takes guts to stand up to evil, to say, look, these trade deals, who made these deals? It's totally lopsided. They're not even like evenly beneficial to us. They're totally for China. Why would you make this deal? And that's because you have bureaucrats and people that really have never run anything. They never, had to balance a budget. They never had to pay someone, write a check, never had to hire trades and, get involved with all the red tape and bull crap that's connected with having a business just so that government get their cut of the action. It's like a mafia. Why would you, like Trump said, why would you make these trade deals? They're terrible. So the people that are getting paid off under the table for making a bad trade deal, they don't want the status quo change. So that's why my latest video has a rocking boat in it, and it says, let's rock the boat. And do you remember that song? I think it's from the 80s. Rock the boat, don't tip the boat over, rock the boat. Love and devotion. I don't remember who sang that song, but I'm going to post it later because that's when I saw that rocking boat. I'm like, that's the one. We're going to rock the boat. And we're not going to tip the boat over. We're going to go into safe harbor. And that's what I'm working on with a lot of other good people, and Clay Clark is one of them, to help everyone get through this time that's really scary. But we don't have to be afraid if we're together and know that there's good people involved. I want to mention, on my Lori and Company _mark Twitter x.com account, I try to post people that need help, and several I've posted. Let's see. Joe Kent for Congress. He's a friend of, I can't remember if it was Jack Posobiec or Jesse Kelly, but I like what he has to say. And he needs help. He's running for Congress. We need to behind the veterans. There's people running against Iman Omar now. He's a guy who's over in Israel right now. I think it's a Jewish New Yorker. But that's the other part that, a lot of people don't know about. My sister and I, my twin and I, we studied a lot of, we listen to and study a lot of what the theologians we listen to have said. And when Israel and America join forces, meaning you know, that we stand together, we change the game changer, okay? I mean, even in the word Jerusalem, there's USA. But the problem is that there's, for lack of a better word, communist gangs in Israel, and there's communist gangs, mafia in America. And that is going to be hard to get rid of, but we're going to do it. And a lot of people agree that it's time. I wanted to mention to you that the Blog Talk Radio has a special deal on just for a few more days. So take advantage of it, 50% off the premium packages of your choice. And that's connected to Spreaker. I can help you with figuring out how to set things up and use things. I think it's great. I think it's easier than other ones I've tried. But the coupon, I posted on my Twitter, x.com, Lori & Company_Mark, and In Circle Team accounts. Forget what the code is, but you can see the coupon. And it also has in the back end where you can set up a chat room, and you could upload pictures or record an audio message, or even link a video. And that's good, because if you wanted to do say, like teaching or consulting work, or say you have a sales team that you're working with, it's much easier to say, like, I'll put it up here for you to look at, versus sending their emails and then they get spam because the email, I guess what happened with my son and his fiance, they started getting a lot of spam after I sent them some stuff for the wedding that they're planning. And I didn't sell their information. I didn't do anything, but they think I did. And it caused a big rift. Because I sent a newsletter that I created about different events and things that are going on around the country for road trips. And one of those newsletters I was really proud about because it got 160,000 views, 160,000. Now, I think it's probably the most views that I've gotten on anything. So I built that on smore.com. That's also very easy to use. I'm trying to find things that any person from young to old could use without struggling, because there's nothing worse than having some great event that you're working on, or say you're trying to raise money to help someone, or your church needs to build a playground because you're getting rescued kids from, South America, and you want to be able to have them have a play structure to work on. Nothing worse than being excited about something and then, like what I have experienced over the last years, where it's such trial and error and problems and issues and things were working and then they're not working. Like my mailing list was disabled. And I didn't do it, that kind of stuff. So those are the two things that I thought would help people. And even if you don't want to sell something or have a team or, you know, do an event or whatever, I think it's important to have books that you know are good books that made an impression on you to read them. Like, I don't have a fancy studio, and I don't, I have a lisp. When I was young, I had a stuttering problem. Like, I am not, I'm not saying like, choose me. That's, I'm saying that I'm doing what I think I can do and should do. That's one of the reasons why I always point to Melissa of freedomforce.live, because the day that I was going to do a live show and actually go on a video, you know, not be embarrassed about the, you know, how old I've gotten and, you know, how my hair looks and all that stuff. The day I was going to do that, I saw her video and I was like, it's not me, it's her. She's the one that people are going to listen to. I'm not, my role in this is, you know, it's very humiliating and very, like I had to take an honest assessment, and I realized I didn't have the confidence to speak on the video, mainly because I was, you know, not feeling good about the way I look. I think I've told you in past shows that I've put on a lot of weight because I've been so obsessed and compulsively trying to find a way to make a living, but also just that I wanted to be involved with waking up people, because stupid people are wrecking up the world. And that's, you know, when Trump says there's stupid people in charge, you know, that's exactly what's going on. You have people who couldn't balance their own budget, but they're in charge of our money. Want to know more about that? Go to openthebooks.com. Shocking. You want to see how much we're in trouble financially as a country? Go to usdebtclock.org. usdebtclock.org. It shows in real ticker tape type of visual everything. Okay, so media doesn't talk about that. Trump talks about it a bit. You know, when he would say that China's eating our lunch, people would laugh at him. They're eating our lunch, okay? They became favored nation under Nixon, because Nixon thought, oh, there's a whole population there that's coming from the farming, agricultural society into the, you know, technical, modern society, and we'll help the Chinese people, and we'll spread Christianity, because Nixon was a Quaker, and you know, we'll have this whole pocket of new buyers and people who want our products. Well, that's not what happened. The scumbags got in charge, and they, you know, farmed off all the work to China, and they got rich. They got the jobs. They ended up eating our lunch, just like Trump said. So it's not that there's anything terrible about that, but America used to have the highest capita income per capita, and America used to be the makers, not the takers. And so, you know, there's enough people still alive that know how things used to be, and that's why they tried with the jab, in my opinion, and I can have an opinion still because I have freedom of speech. In my opinion, they tried to get rid of the baby boomers because they find us, you know, deplorable. Right, Hillary? You find us deplorable? I find you despicable. So they wanted to get rid of this whole population so they could have an excuse to bring in the millions of people that have just flooded in thanks to Joe Biden. And those people that are flooding in, they're not interested in being our friends, people, okay? If you want to have an idea what the plan is, posted pictures on my x.com, Lori and Company _mark feed, and also I think I put on InCircle Team. South Africa has been brutalized by the same people who just did this brutal attack in Israel. And it was not a false flag. It did happen, but it's being used as an excuse for other things, which is money, funding, and all that stuff. Just like Joe Biden giving billions to Iran and then pretending that he didn't know they were going to use it to fund terrorism. I mean, come on. You know, they have a track record. I don't know whether you know it, but the people, go back and go on DuckDuckGo, look for Nazis and church and look for Nazis and the Iranian people, the Iranian mullahs, they're called Persians back then. They got totally behind getting rid of the Jews. So, you know, first they come for the Jews and then they come for us. I mean, this is like not hard people, you know, just be logical. You know, they want what we have and they want us gone. I don't know whether you were aware of it, but they put a gag order on Trump. So he can't even defend himself. He's not being given due process. He's not being given the coverage that he should be getting. And the fact that they're going after a former president, I mean, they could have gone after Obama and they chose not to, and they should have, because he's a very unworthy person. Oh, I just realized that I actually on that smore.com/XBA7M. That's X, B like boy, A like apple, 7, M like mom. That newsletter actually now has 201,000 views. So thank you very much. I appreciate that. And there's a contact form on there if you want to get a hold of me, ask me a question, schedule an interview if you want to get set up with being involved with the retailers that are coming on to be part of this network, alliance, you know, whatever you want to call it, circle. And then there's also, if you want to be a rep, there's things that you can do. It doesn't mean maybe you just really like I do. I love flowers and gift baskets. That's how I started off, just trying to sell things that I liked that I thought were nice. And, you know, I think favors are great because when I was getting married back in the early 90s, they didn't have like favors, like things like that. The whole wedding industry hadn't exploded yet. And, you know, I didn't know anything about that. So when I became exposed to all the really cool things that like Kate Aspin has, and there's a lot of other ones, Wedding Star up in Canada, and lots of different suppliers and makers of wedding and event-related products. I was blown away. I was like, this is so cool. You could have like a theme, like say you had something that happened that, you know, brought you together, and so you wanted to memorialize it by getting, like, say you met at a Cowboys concert. Like, I just went to the Josh Turner concert with a lot of cowboy boots there that night. So you get, like, as a favor for the male guest for your party, you give them a cowboy boot beer opener. And do something different for the girls. Like those kind of things. Like I think that's so clever. And every time the person uses it or looks at it, they think about that special day, special event, the bar mitzvah, whatever it is that you're celebrating. So I was really excited about our son and his fiance getting married. But because they're older, didn't need any help from mom, so I got totally put on the back burner. So, I was like, oh, great. Finally get have a party and I'm not involved. So anyway, I want you to take a look at that newsletter. I'll post it again. Oh, it's actually posted on, I think, the InCircle team on Twitter.com, X.com. If you have to click on it and then the expanse, it shows all the most of the newsletters. And I think that's a great way to organize your group or your event or your fundraiser or whatever it is that you're working on. So that's why I share all this stuff publicly, because I want to help people stay connected. And let's see, what else did I want to go over? The soy candles. You know, there's a lot of people don't like candles. I got into making candles. Are you looking for? Keys? Oh, bring my purse. Sorry, my husband needed something. I got into making candles because I needed to go to business events, you know, wedding shows and other things, when I was a vendor, when I wasn't producing them. Some of the events were handcrafted only. And so you had to, you know, have something that you made. So I started making soy candles. Anyway, I have put in the videos that I've put up ideas for how you can promote your business or get sponsors. Say, you know, if you buy a candle, you know, you get a discount on, you know, this or that. So, or services or whatever it is that your business is. So, but you want to have something that you're not just saying thanks for the donation, that you make them remember you or your business or what your cause is about. All right, we're out of time. Sorry, I went off on a tangent there. I'll be posting some more things, but I hope that you will think about what I've gone over and stay in the loop by checking out the websites that I'm posted over on my Twitter feed and Getter feed, and the YouTube channel as well as Rumble. All right. Be bold, be brave, and we'll all be free. And God bless America so we can bless the world. And God bless the Israeli people and keep them in your thoughts. Stay in the light, people.